debut on third down. Here is Rosen, gonna go deep, looking for Parker. One-handed catch and a flag. Devontae Parker with one hand deep down the field.
You are now listening to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com. To get you ready for today's game, here's your host, Tom Earnessy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com. I am your host, Tom Earnessy. We have arrived to week four. The Miami Dolphins today take on the LA Chargers from Hard Rock Stadium. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Our announcers, if you're watching on TV, the announcers are Tom McCarthy and Jay Feely, obviously the bottom of the barrel announcers for CBS because of the game at hand with the Miami Dolphins and the LA Chargers. Welcome to week four of the Miami Dolphins season. And, you know, today the Chargers come into the Rock with a chip on their shoulder. They're coming into this game 1-2. And their Pro Bowl running back is back into the fold. Melvin Gordon will make his return to the Chargers after a very long holdout. And for all intents and purposes, he didn't want to miss out on an opportunity to average over 5 yards a carry to a team that's giving up a lot of yards on the ground. And the Chargers have some injuries, which we'll get into here in just a minute. And the big question is, will his return help? Will Melvin Gordon's return help right the ship for the Chargers? And will the Dolphins find a way to get their first win of the season? We're going to dive into today's game and get you ready for kickoff. Let's start with the Chargers. They're coming into this game today reeling after a slow start to the season at 1-2, which is kind of commonplace for the Chargers lately, is these slow starts to the season. But they have a perfect chance to bounce back today against the Dolphins. Or will it be? Will it be a bounce back game for the Chargers? We'll find out. The Chargers are actually 3-7 in their previous 10 games against the Dolphins, with only one win in their last four. But we got a lot to get into. Let's just jump right into it and dive into the injury report for today's game. And we start with the Dolphins. The Dolphins are expected to get back Rashad Jones and Albert Wilson, who are both questionable for the game, but both are expected to play. So Rashad Jones will be back at strong safety, and Albert Wilson will slide right back in to that number three wide receiver spot ahead of Jakeem Grant, which will, in my opinion, maybe free up Grant a little bit to do the things he can do well from the slot as like a number four wide receiver and get him more involved in the game. But Albert Wilson returning after he was injured in week one against the Ravens, he seems better. He told reporters that he feels great. He's ready to go play. So getting Albert Wilson back into the fold is fantastic. In addition to those two injuries, with both those guys playing, the Dolphins will have also Jesse Davis and Bobby McCain. Again, both are listed questionable, but both are expected to play. Trent Harris is also listed questionable on the defensive line, and he's expected to test his foot injury prior to kickoff to see if he can go. Again, 50-50 chance he will play, but he's going to test his foot prior to kickoff. The Dolphins will be in this game without cornerback Jamal Wiltz, who is out with a groin injury, and Allen Hurns, who, as we recall, took a vicious hit against the Dallas Cowboys last week. He is still in concussion protocol. He is not cleared to play. So the Dolphins will be down Allen Hurns, but getting back Albert Wilson will help as they also elevated Isaiah Ford from the practice squad. So the Dolphins are looking to run potentially with five wide receivers for this game today against the Chargers, but the inactive list is not readily available. But we would assume at this point that they will try to run with five wide receivers instead of the four they did last week against Dallas, which really hurt the Dolphins offensively. The Chargers are very banged up. They will be without running back Justin Jackson, who's been predominantly their go-to running back next to Austin Eckler. Jackson is out with a calf injury. Kicker Michael Badgley, he's doubtful for the game. He has a right groin injury. He has not practiced at all. Most likely he will be also out. Both starting tight ends for the Chargers will also be missing in action, with Virgil Green and Hunter Henry. Wide receiver Mike Williams will also be sidelined with a back injury, and Travis Benjamin, their return specialist and slot receiver, he is listed doubtful for the game with a hip injury, leaving the Chargers shorthanded offensively. And they will also be without Russell Okung, who was put on the non-football injury list back in August, and he's going to be out for the first 6 weeks of the season. So no Russell Okung at left tackle. So let's get into it. The Dolphins have an opportunity to try to get their season of embarrassment, and let's be blunt about it. It is a season of embarrassment at this point, but they're trying to get it back on track today against the Chargers. And here's what we can expect from the Chargers in this game. I briefly brought up the return of Melvin Gordon, as that was announced on Thursday that he will be returning to the fold with the injury to Justin Jackson occurring. They were very shorthanded at running back. They are going to get their Pro Bowl back into the fold. But due to lack of any football contact, I mean, Melvin Gordon was holding out for a very long time. I believe it was May when some of the camps, mini camps, started opening up. He didn't come in. So he has not had any football contact during his holdout. And I doubt we see a ton of Melvin Gordon. A name is there. The Dolphins have to prepare for Melvin Gordon. But what kind of shape is he going to be in? He hasn't taken any physical contact from another player with pads on in quite some time. So expect a heavy dose of Austin Eckler, who is a very good pass-catching running back and can cause some problems for the Dolphins. And Melvin Gordon will be sprinkled in from time to time, but I doubt Anthony Lynn, the head coach, will want to give him more than 20 plays offensively in his return game. I think it would just be foolish of Anthony Lynn, but we'll see what the snap count looks like, and will Melvin Gordon play a big factor? The last time the Chargers played in Miami, they won the game 30-14, where Phillip Rivers threw three touchdowns in that game and about 300 yards passing. But Miami has not been a fun place to play for the Chargers, as they have a 3-8 record in Miami all time. It's amazing when you think about it. They've only played in Miami 11 times in their entire 10 years, but they're 3-8 down in South Florida. So it is not a very fun place for the Chargers to come play football. They do rank offensively fifth in the NFL in total yards per game, with 408 yards of total offense on average. The passing offense is fifth at 296 yards per game, and the rushing offense is at 112 yards per game, which is 14th in the NFL. On the flip side of the ball, the Chargers rank 18th in total defense, 17th in pass defense at 251 yards per game, and 18th in rush defense at 112 yards per game. So their rushing offense and defense against the rush is equivalent. A big name to watch for in the game today is Keenan Allen. He leads the NFL in receiving at 404 yards through three contests with 29 receptions. And he will be a problem for the Dolphins' defense in the game. He leads the NFL, as I mentioned, in reception. He also has 8 catches over 20 yards and is first in the NFL with 20 first-down receptions in the league. Now, Davante Adams has 20 himself, but he's played his fourth game already. So Keenan Allen is head and shoulders above everybody else right now in the league. And this is going to be a big contest for Xavien Howard, which we'll get into in the things to watch for. And he needs to make up for last week against the Dallas Cowboys and the struggles he had against Amari Cooper. The Chargers also will feature elite pass rushers Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. This is a huge test for the Miami Dolphins offensive line. And I'm not certain how they can hold up in this game. And granted that the sack totals are not there right now for Gordon and Joey Bosa. I'm sorry, Melvin Ingram, not Melvin Gordon. Melvin Ingram and Bosa right now, I believe, are combined 2 sacks for the year. But they're going against the worst rated offensive line in the NFL right now. So those numbers may change in this game. It's going to be imperative that the Dolphins find a way to keep Josh Rosen upright and protect that quarterback to be able to make these plays work. I am going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we are going to talk Dolphins and the 5 things to watch for as we get you ready for kickoff today against the Los Angeles Chargers live from Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens. I'll take a quick break, and I'll be right back after this.
The DolphinsTalk.com podcast network brings you only the best podcasts covering the Miami Dolphins. With fins up, fans down, welcome to Perfectville, the same old Dolphins show, the Landon and Jeff show, as well as DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast. You will get in-depth coverage from diehard, passionate Miami Dolphins fans each and every week. Be sure to listen to all these great podcasts and check them out at DolphinsTalk.com.
Back and we are inching closer to kickoff. And as I went to the break, we discussed this Los Angeles Chargers. I almost said San Diego there. We discussed the Los Angeles Chargers and what to kind of expect from them and some of the players to really watch for. Let's now talk about the Miami Dolphins and what we have coming into this game. Right now, the Dolphins rank 31st in the league on offense and total yards per game at 222 yards. And surprisingly, that is actually not the worst. It is not the worst in the league. That honor is currently with former Dolphins head coach Adam Gase and the New York Jets, and they are averaging 197 yards per game offensively. Offensive guru, right? Am I right? Never mind. I digress. The Dolphins are 30th in passing with 177 yards per game and 31st in rushing with only 45 yards per game. And defensively, the Dolphins are 32nd in total defense with giving up near 500 yards per game on defense. They're 28th against the pass at 291 yards per game and 32nd in rushing at 208 yards per game, which is actually worst in the league by a significant margin. We're not talking small. We're talking over almost 40-plus yards a game difference from the Cincinnati Bengals, who's at 31. The Dolphins are expecting Shaq Calhoun to get the nod at right guard, where he was the starter all through camp and through preseason. That is really the only change right now on the offensive line. Jesse Davis is expected to be back at left tackle, and Michael Dieter is going to swing back to left guard for the game today against the Chargers. Another big thing, obviously, Josh Rosen. He's going to get a second start for the Miami Dolphins, and it will be his first game at home. He was successful moving the offense in the first half last week against Dallas, and he finished the game 18 of 39 with 200 yards. He did not turn the ball over. He did not score any touchdowns or help the offense score any touchdowns, but he wasn't helped. He wasn't helped with the drops, particularly by Jakeem Grant. He had drops by Devontae Parker, especially inside the five-yard line. And then it was a problem at near the goal line as they were actually driving to take the lead against Dallas late in the first half. And Kenny Drake fumbled the ball at the four-yard line, wiping out any opportunity to put the ball in the end zone. So I expect an improving game from Rosen, and I'm actually expecting more points on the board in this game today. Let's dive into the five things to watch for in today's game against the Chargers. And this is presented again by DolphinsTalk.com. Let's get into number one. The first thing to watch for in this game is Xavien Howard. Can he rebound? Can he get back to the Xavien Howard that was just paid significant money to stay in Miami long term? He has struggled for a majority of this season at this point, particularly last week when he was one-on-one with Amari Cooper. He got toasted, and he definitely let his feelings get the best of him as he was kicked out of the game last week in Dallas. He was fined near $11,000 for that incident as he was kicked out of the game. The big thing is he going to mirror Keenan Allen this game? And if he does, will he respond with a better game? And can he lock down the number one receiver in the NFL as we speak and keep him contained? Because the Chargers offense goes with Phillip Rivers and Keenan Allen. And I don't expect a lot from Melvin Gordon in this first game back because, again, he hasn't had any contact. So this is all going to rest on the shoulder of Phillip Rivers. And if Keenan Allen has a big game against Xavien Howard and this Dolphins secondary, it could be another long game for the Miami Dolphins. But can Xavien Howard rebound is the big question, and that is one of the big things to watch for in this game. Second thing to watch for in this game is converting in the red zone. The Dolphins have scored one offensive touchdown in three games. They're averaging 5.6 points per game through the first three games of the season. That is not good enough, obviously. That is putrid, especially when your defense is giving up near 40 points per game. You cannot allow your opponents to score that many points and not try to counter them with offense. So the Dolphins need to start becoming more competitive so the people can just get off their backs about the quote-unquote tanking. This kind of dissipates if you have a more competitive product, but it starts with Dolphins getting into the red zone and converting points in the red zone. And when I mean points, I'm saying touchdowns. The field goals are going to be there. Jason Sanders, yes, he missed a kick last week, which is very unconventional for him, but he also made some kicks. I expect the Dolphins to try to be a little bit more creative and find a way to get the tight ends the ball inside the 10-yard line if they can get down there in this game against the Chargers. But converting in the red zone is a good start to removing this quote-unquote tanking and all this bad media on the Dolphins. Yeah, we know the team's going to be bad, but it needs to be more competitive, and they need to start converting in the red zone. But if the losses continue to pile up again, score points, be competitive. That's what we can ask for as fans, and that's what the NFL really wants to see is the team just to be competitive. That is the second thing to watch for is how the Dolphins do in the red zone and can they convert those opportunities into points. Third thing to watch for I have actually written down here is handsy. Handsy. What do you mean by handsy? Well, the Dolphins have been dropping passes left and right. We go back to week one against the Ravens. Josh Rosenbaum to Jakeem Grant, he drops it. Josh Rosenbaum to Preston Williams, he drops it. And then last week against Dallas, Devontae Parker drops a pass. All these things pile up and becomes more frustrating. You lose faith in your receivers for putting their hands on the football and securing it. But the Dolphins have had drives just completely fall apart because of drop passes. Albert Wilson is back in the fold, and the Dolphins are going to look to move the ball today, probably with quick hitters. With Albert Wilson in the game, you're going to see Jakeem Grant, you're going to see Preston Williams and Devontae Parker, obviously. But the big thing is the quick hitters. The Dolphins need to get the ball out quick. They need to get yards on first down to try to help their atrocious running game, to be able to sustain drives and get more manageable third downs. The third and eights, the third and tens, the third and longs, it doesn't work in this offense the way that it's running right now. You have to be in manageable situations, and that will help you get points on the board. But catching the ball goes a long way to start sustaining drives. So the third thing to watch for, can the wide receivers help Josh Rosen, and can they make these catches to move the chains and keep the Dolphins moving in the right direction as they were in the first half of last week before the mistakes piled up? The fourth thing to watch for in this game is the Dolphins' offensive line. Can they hold up versus an elite pass rush with Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram? The Dolphins have done well at times in the previous two. They were sacked a ton against and hit a ton when they played the Ravens. They gave up a few sacks in the last couple weeks, respectively to the Patriots as well as to the Cowboys. But the games were out of reach at that point, so you're going to see teams pin their ears back and just send blitz after blitz after blitz when the score is out of control. And when that's been the case, obviously, for the Dolphins for three games this year. So can the O-line help? Can they protect the quarterback? And on top of that, they need to be balanced. The Dolphins need to run the football. And Drake and Blige need to do something productive before the Dolphins may have to turn to Walton and Patrick Laird to try to move the offense. You know, this running game has just been all out of sorts. Yes, we know the offensive line is bad, but the offensive line needs to open up the holes. The running backs need to be productive in this game, but they also need to do a great job protecting the quarterback and being able to contain that elite pass rush that's coming in this game today against the Chargers. That's the fourth thing to watch for is the offensive line, and can they hold up? The fifth thing to watch for in this game is the Dolphins' pass rush. Can they generate a pass rush against the Chargers? Well, I can tell you for certain that Philip Rivers is a statue in the pocket, and he's not known for running or escaping. And he does try to get the ball out when he feels the pressure, and that could lead to mistakes. The Dolphins need to send the blitzes early, and they need to send them often to get Rivers uncomfortable and get him into situations where he either takes sacks or he makes mistakes. And the Dolphins have only caused, I believe, 2 turnovers this year, and that needs to get better. The Dolphins have to get better at getting the turnovers. They were a good team last year, forcing turnovers, getting interceptions, getting their hands on the football. And this year, not so much. It hasn't been a good start for the team. But with that pass, with that being said, with their pass rush, we're going to get into the matchup to watch, and that is the Chargers offensive line versus the Miami Dolphins defensive line. And this is the reason why to watch that matchup is the Chargers have struggled. They have struggled this year to protect the quarterback, and pass protection in the first three games has led to mistakes and some turnovers by the Chargers. The Dolphins will look to attack the middle of that offensive line, where Dan Feeney and Trent Scott each have allowed 3 sacks so far this season. And Sam Tevi, the right tackle for the Chargers, also has given up 4 sacks. So this is an offensive line that has some holes, and the Dolphins need to exploit these flaws on the offensive line. And Miami only has 4 sacks on the season, so they're going to look to exploit this matchup and cause Phillip Rivers to struggle in this game today. And that is the matchup to watch. Can the Dolphins generate that pass rush against the weak Chargers offensive line, or will Phillip Rivers have all the time in the world to pick apart the Miami Dolphins defense and cause another blowout loss to occur in South Florida this year? There's already 2, and I'm sure the Dolphins do not want a 3rd. Excuse me. And now it's time to get into my prediction for the game today. You know, I'd like the Dolphins to be much more competitive this week. And the matchups are there. The Chargers are banged up. They're missing some wide receivers. They're missing Justin Jackson at running back. They're missing both their starting tight ends. Phillip Rivers loves the tight ends, if you don't already know that, as they played a huge factor in his career, especially Antonio Gates. And then Hunter Henry has unfortunately been unable to stay healthy for the most part. And this is a game before the bye week. You know, they will get a much better effort, and they need to put a much better effort in all phases of the game and help build confidence into the week off. You know, the bye week in week 5, you come back week 6, you got 11 straight games from there. I'm sorry, 12 straight games, and it's going to be challenging. And the guys are banged up already, so hopefully they get a nice bye week, a week off, and get healthy. But in this game, I think the Chargers are going to do enough to win. But they are going to struggle doing so. I think that we're going to see, again, a much better effort from the Miami Dolphins in this game. And I think the Chargers are going to help Miami hang around late into the fourth quarter, where then the Chargers may put the game away and the Dolphins won't be able to come back from it. So I have the Chargers winning this game 24-17. That would potentially drop the Dolphins to 0-4 on the season heading into their bye week. After the bye week awaits the Washington Redskins, who are also struggling. That'll do it for Countdown to Kickoff. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Be sure to check out the postgame wrap-up show tonight featuring Mike Oliva and myself breaking down all of today's action. Also, check out DolphinsTalk.com for all the latest Miami Dolphins news and information. And last but not least, if you're on Twitter, you're more than welcome to follow me on Twitter at DolphinsTalkTom. And that is it for the show. I appreciate everybody for listening. Enjoy the game, and we'll be back for the post-game wrap-up show tonight. I am out. Fins up. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.